This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
And there's only one thing that I'm afraid of, and that's the people in elected office taking away my rights. I'm not afraid of the crook that's going to come to my door, because if my dogs don't get him, I will. And it's my job to defend myself. It's not your job to protect me. It's not your job to defend me. It's your job to protect the Constitution and protect my rights to defend myself.
2-1-1-0.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle. And the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism. One exceptional American at a time. And are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about to stop the totalitarians? I guess you have to know who the totalitarians are first, right? Well, you can go back to their archives and listen to last hour's part of the show, because we laid out a couple of things about the techniques of the totalitarians. Cultural and environmental aspects of the totalitarians, the tools that they're using. And of course, we just could not get away from what happened last night at the Useful Idiots ball gala, if you will, the Oscars. It was kind of interesting. They said the wrong best picture. La La Land was not the best picture. Isn't that interesting? I'm going to leave you hanging as to what the best picture was if you don't know yet. We'll just let it stew with you. It's La La Land. Yes, it's La La. We'll make the announcement for it. It is La La Land, really. Truly. I mean, everybody likes La La Land. Probably there's so many people out there thinking, oh, La La Land should have. It's all political that the other movie got it. I mean, don't wrestle with it. It's just, you know, these are people that are fakes. Talk about fake media. All you need to do is look at Hollywood to look at all the fakes that are out there. Oh, okay, so much for my bashing the cultural aspect of the totalitarians with the Hollywood elitists and leftists out there. By the way, there's a lot of really good people in Hollywood. I'm not necessarily bashing on you, and you guys know who I'm talking about. Anyway, so welcome to the show. A lot of things going on. Besides what happened last night with the misstep of the cultural elites that are always trying to tear down the United States. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, it was nothing but a Trump bash fest last night. What better place than the Oscars to roll out, you know, the Iranians and the Iranians being praised, heaps of praise being on the. This is the confliction. There was a movie maker who won an Oscar last night from Iran, And Teheran is all over this and just heaping praise upon Hollywood for this. When you have a terrorist nation heaping praise upon Hollywood, can you connect the dots with that? And this brings back my point that I was talking about in the last hour. These totalitarians, and by the way, I guess you would have to say that Iran, which, by the way, is the name Iran, really what it means is, well, I mean, I'm sure people don't really want to know about this, but it means Aryan land. Yeah, because it was named after the efforts of and the influences of Adolf Hitler in the 1930s. It used to be known as Persia, Iran. It's kind of interesting. If you ever run into a Persian and they tell you that they're a Persian, they're trying to tell you they are not Iranian. That's the story. This is kind of comical, but I can remember the first time that was ever pulled on me. I was at Chapman University studying for my master's degree and for other purposes, postgraduate. And, we had gone through and suffered through the Iranian crisis and all that. And I was really up to date on who Persia was and studied all that stuff. And so there was a guy that was there, and he was talking, and he was really being obnoxious in the library. And, this is back in the day when you go to the libraries to study and everything's hush, hush, quiet. And he pulled that thing on me. Really, somebody came over and said, could you be quiet? And the guy got really kind of puffy with him. And so I stepped up. Now, I was quite large at the time because, I just got done playing football, college football. And this guy was not. And so I just kind of leaned over to him and I said, you really need to be quiet and respect what's going on here. And he kind of looked at me and I said, by the way, what country are you from? And he goes, Persia. And I looked at him and I said, oh, Iran? And all you could see on his face, I said, you really should be honest and tell people where you really truly are from. And it was the funniest exchange. I'll never forget that because he was kind of like, oh, I'm naked. I'm out. You outed me. But yeah, if you're told that someone, if you ask them what country they're from and they say Persia, well, they're lying to you. It's now known as Iran, the Aryan land. Think about that. But the totalitarians, they show up last night in the form of the Iranian government, just congratulate. Oh, just they love Hollywood. You see, this is the working of the cultural elites. Get it? On the destruction of the country. When we can have Iran, a totalitarian country, being so actively involved with, and I'm sure there's money that's been exchanged from Iran to the Hollywood elites and so on. That's really kind of the gist of all this stuff. Plus cartel, all these people, a lot of these people are really dirty and involved with cartel activity. This is just kind of the way it is in Hollywood. And then, we forgot about the pedophilia. Did I mention pedophilia? That the Hollywood elites are involved with pedophilia? Yeah, absolutely. My first experience with it was when I was trained by the Los Angeles Police Department Crimes Against Children's Task Force in 1986. 40 hours of intensive training on child molestation and pedophilia and child abduction and sex trafficking. I'll tell you, it's as one of the things I ever learned, it was one of the most gut-wrenching and disturbing things I've ever seen and been a part of. And, you had to. I mean, we were involved in the area that I was working at the time. There was a great deal of sex trafficking going on. That was back in the 80s. And it was kind of interesting because the LAPD Crimes Against Children's Task Force was set up because of the pedophile problem in Hollywood. And this is a currency that goes on in Hollywood. The Hollywood elites are big time into this. And this has been something, this is not new. If you're hearing about Pizzagate and Pedogate or whatever it's called now, it's not new in Hollywood. It's been going on for a long time. That's why so many people by these elites, if you will, these cultural elites in Hollywood, they very much disturb me. And they have for years because I know the inside secrets about what they do. And child pedophilia, buying and selling children, children disappearing, and then never showing up again. Children are currency to these people. They buy and sell children. Boys in particular, white-skinned boys, are really desirable by a lot of Middle Eastern countries. Yeah, this is what happens in Middle Eastern countries. That's why Iran, of course, and other Middle Eastern countries might have a connection because of pedophilia. this is sort of the breakdown of our own culture when you start to think about it, right? Well, what better place to have it happen than in Hollywood? And the influences by the totalitarians from the United Nations having that kind of influence. That this, you know, when you turn on the radio, she probably didn't want to hear this in the morning, drinking coffee, driving down the car and throwing things at the radio. Please keep your hands on the 10 and 2 position. But, you know, this is a cultural thing now in our country in a big way because of Anthony Weiner. Did I say that right? Weiner. Anthony Weiner. Remember, Anthony Weiner is Uma Abedin's husband. And it was his computer. I know the memory's kind of gone away because we thought on our side, Trump won, therefore they're going to go away and everything's going to be hunky-dory. And we said, no, 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 no. The cultural war is just now starting. The real war that we have is just now starting with the cultural elites in this country. And it is. It's ramped up. You can see it. I mean, what happened? Listen, you got to love the poetic justice in this. On Donald Trump's inauguration day, there was a whole bunch of rioting after the inauguration. And it was interesting because the rioters, most of them paid by George Soros, of course, this paid rioting thing by George Soros has been going on since Ferguson. When they realized that during the Trayvon Martin thing, they couldn't rally anybody to get up and protest George Zimmerman's acquittal. And by 100 cities going out and rioting. Remember that whole thing? So they decided they needed to pay people. Well, they paid these people to come in and riot. And when they were arrested, they were charged with felonies. And by the way, the felonies hold 10 years in jail as the punishment. Don't you love it when a plan comes together? Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill retail pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news and a21r.com. Put the Paul in front of that, and that's my email address. And I've got an email that came in. It kind of flashed across the screen. I have to respond to it, and I think rightfully so, that people have been asking me to comment, do stories on Pizzagate, the pedophilia charges that are starting to sally forth. I like that term, sally forth, to come forward from investigators that are in, all around the country. And we have made some coverage of it here on Agenda 21 Radio. I got to tell you something. I guess that my training back in the day and knowing how these cases move forward, that they're very, very difficult. And I got to tell you, personally, it's difficult for me to talk about them. I got to tell you, because you know, it's training, and you have these flashbacks to your training. They're so vivid about some of the behavior of these disgusting, despicable human beings who trade in human currency. Yes, you know, we talk about slavery here in America. A couple of things. Number one, we're the first nation in history to do away with slavery as it was known. Yet we are, to this day, being swamped with slavery. Swamped with it. It's just in a different form. And we have to come to terms with that. And child trafficking is slavery. Real simple. And this is the currency for a lot of people. In fact, there's some discussion that Hillary Rodham Clinton took children as part of the currency in exchange for various favors that were done by her as Secretary of State for various countries, primarily Saudi Arabia. There's that discussion going on. She was traded in a number of children for sex trafficking purposes. Boys, white-skinned boys. They always like white-skinned boys. That seems to be the preferred phenotype, if you will. See, it's disturbing to talk about this. So, and I will on the radio in time, because my training tells me to just shut up about it right now, because things are happening. The investigation goes forward. And it is going forward, and they're yielding results. 414 people were picked up in Los Angeles County. This was sponsored by the L.A. County Sheriff, the LAPD Crimes Against Children's Task Force. This was just 2 weeks ago. And that made big news. The sheriff came out and had a big press conference. We covered it. It's up on Agenda 21 Radio. You can actually see and hear the press conference about child sex trafficking, which is exactly what I'm talking about. It's real. In other words, it is real. And for those people that are out there say, oh, it's just not real. It is real. It truly it is. And that, let's get through that one right now. But as far as our coverage here on Agenda 21 Radio, trust me, when things start to really come forward, there's going to be a lot to talk about, but I am not going to go on the radio and in some way interfere with the investigation. I think that's really what we're getting at here. I just feel that the investigation needs to go forward, and some things I might say because of my specialized training might, in fact, be picked up by the people being investigated as some way to protect themselves and use it against the investigators. I'm not going to do that. That's just the way I feel. But it's also, I got to let you know, on a personal level, this is disturbing. It's very, very disturbing to imagine what these people are doing as the elites that are out there. It just makes you sick that these people are in positions of power and, you know, they think they have some sort of thing on you. Bill Clinton, anyone? Hillary Clinton? By the way, the rumor is with Bill Clinton, this is rumor. I know that you shouldn't do that. But, you know, I've got to feed the tinfoil hat thinkers out there like myself, right? that Bill Clinton is cooperating with investigators. That's all I heard. Which investigation, I asked. Nope, nothing else. Okay. So in other words, did Bill Clinton throw Hillary under the bus? And somebody, in the same breath, somebody said, Bill Clinton doesn't look well. So I haven't seen Bill Clinton personally in any media things for a long time. I don't know if that's just sort of the way it goes or what. But anyway, so I just want to let you know about the Pizzagate business and the pedophilia that's going on out there in Anthony Weiner. Of course, we're the first ones to identify what Anthony Weiner was doing with the picture with his child and signaling. And I see, I gave that out, and right away I got, you know, people coming and everybody wanted to know about it. And I want to shut that down. You can ask me about it. You can send in emails and stuff like I just got. And I'll try and answer on a one-on-one, but as far as any long, big, vast thing going on as a covered story, we're not gonna take it on here yet, because it will come forward. And when it does, you know, we were the first to report about Michael Flynn. Hello, we got the exclusive here. Dr. Jim Garrow comes on and tells us all about what happened with Michael Flynn and the Russians, and what that was all about. It was about Pizzagate. And it was about the pedophiles and the pedophile ring that operates in the United States. Brussels is the kingpin, and also Russia. The Russians are concerned about the influence of the pedophiles and their own Pizzagate, if you will, in Russia on the worldwide elites. You see, because they are dealing in human currency. This is modern-day slavery, but no one's saying anything about it. Modern-day slavery is also immigrants that are coming across the border illegally because they're being trafficked. Every immigrant comes across with $7,000 to $10,000 bounty on their head. And then where they go, they're ushered into the charities here in the United States of America. Think about that. We pay billions of dollars to house and feed and clothe these illegal immigrants at our dime. And who's doing it? The churches are doing it and getting billions of dollars for it. Let's think about that. That's called slavery. That's called human trafficking. Big money in it. There's big money in it. Cartels are way involved in it. Drugs, marijuana in particular, and guess what? Human trafficking are the ways in which cartels make their money. And the cartels are worldwide. There's no doubt about it. Anyway, okay, getting messages already about the Pizzagate thing. So let's put that one to rest right now. Let's talk about the Oroville Dam situation, which is really a little bit more pressing as we go through the course of the day. There are a couple of things that are happening, and we have it up on our website. We got a thing yesterday about a presser that's going to be held at the Oroville Dam in regards to what's happening with the spillways. They're going to be shutting down the spillways, and they started this process about an hour and a half ago, I guess. What time is it? about an hour ago. A little less than an hour ago up at Oroville, they're shutting down the main spillway. And it's interesting. I was reading some news clips and talking to some people over the weekend, sources, if you will. And boy, are they trying to put the good face on this whole thing with Oroville Dam and people trying to position themselves in leadership about how we saved the dam and crap like that. I'm very quick to tag and put 180 some thousand, maybe 200,000 people at risk. Hello, at risk. And where was Governor Moonbeam? Moonbeam's under his desk. He's in the dark, like where cockroaches hang out. That's what Jerry Brown was doing. Yeah, despicable leadership there. Just despicable. Absolutely. I mean, putting people's lives at risk. In property and everything else. Jerry Brown, his lack of leadership. The guy's a coward. He cowers, which is going to be what we're going to be talking about here in a second. I know we're going to run up against a break here. But, you know, the whole situation that's going on up there in Oroville, they've decided what they're going to do is shut down the main spillway. They feel that they have enough water that's been drained out there. They say they're down to 842 feet. Now, Chris Street and others have put out stories to point out the fact that there's going to be a warming trend up in the mountains, which will certainly put pressure on the runoff. And we are very concerned about the dams that are upstream in the Feather River because they're all at flood right now. In other words, they're filled up. Now, these dams up there are designed to create lakes, if you will, in the river to hold back water in reserve for Oroville Lake. That's nice. but all of them are full, and it's February, early in the season. When we come back, more about that. Stay with us listening to Agenda 21 Radio, and remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and my email is paul@a21r.com, so stay with us. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151. 4151.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. And we're talking about the Oroville Dam situation and where are we at right now? They're draining the swamp. No. The dam itself, the water behind the dam, they claim is at about 842 feet. That's the last time I checked. What their claim is, they feel that they can close the main spillway right now and get some work done. They started this procedure about 45 minutes ago. 6:45 Pacific time is when they started it. So slowly over the course of the day, by noontime, they'll have the main spillway shut down, and they're going to be able to get a really good look and glimpse at how far the hole, if you will, has carved out, working its way up towards the main spillway. Now, people have said there at the dam, they've pretty much arrested the dam spillway problem because there's no more further damage that's been seen on the spillway. Well, today that will really tell the tale. Now, I have reported from the dam, and we'll be going up there again this week because we want to see. This will be our fifth trip to the dam, and we want to get a firsthand look for ourselves at the damage that's actually caused to the spillway since the first time we were up there. Now, the first time we were up there was on February 11th, which was really the critical day in which they started to realize that they have an undermining going on of the emergency spillway up there, which, you know, was almost a human catastrophe. And there are several articles now, including articles out of the Bee yesterday, that were talking about what a catastrophe that could have been. It's exactly as I was saying on the 12th and 13th of February, the catastrophe at hand. And they finally admitted it in the SAC Bee yesterday in one of their articles. I don't have the... Maybe I do. Yeah, I do. I do have the... Maybe I do have the article. Or I'll find it for you. In which they actually mentioned the damage that was done and the potential catastrophe that could happen if, in fact, the spillway, the emergency spillway cofferdam was to break. So, obviously, somebody's listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We're absolutely 100% spot on that, as we have been with all the other assessments that we have made here on Agenda 21 Radio. And Chris Street has been exceptional in his reporting for Breitbart about what has been going on with all the dams in California, especially up there in the Siskiyous. Hello? A lot of problems all the way across with our infrastructure with dams. And again, who has done nothing about it? Governor Jerry Moonbeam Brown. All he wants to do is tear down dams. In fact, now we're going to talk about, yes, they finally in the legislature committed some funds for infrastructure last week, but day late, dollar short. How about years late? Billions short, Jerry, and the threat to 200,000 people February 12th, 13th, and 14th. Hello? Because your ineptness and you're using money, squandering money that was supposed to be used for infrastructure into social programs, Jerry Brown. Do you see why people despise you, Jerry? Because of what you've done, you put us in this position. And by the way, your cowardice is supreme. You're being shown as an absolute coward in the face of a devastating and perhaps, in my opinion, one of mankind's greatest debacles. If this dam was to go, it would flood the entire valley from Oroville down to Sacramento and beyond, causing billions of dollars worth of damage, wiping out rice fields, a huge producer of food in the world, and perhaps killing hundreds of thousands of people. Because, you know, when dams go, they go. They just don't fill up. You know, there's no normal natural flooding. And by the way, we've got several articles on Agenda 21 Radio that speaks to this. But when a dam goes, it's a rush of water. It's a wall of water that comes out. It's not just the rivers start to flood. Oh, no. It's a tidal wave that comes out. And this one, you're messing with one of the biggest dams in the world. This would be like nuclear bombs going off all throughout North State. It would be that destructive. It would be one of mankind's largest man-made disasters at your hands. You'd be a megalomaniac. People would label you that now. The potential for human death and destruction because of your ineptness and your cowardice as governor is legend. It's becoming more legend every day. As people start to investigate you and how you behaved, and a lot of people are looking now. They're even on the left, they're wondering. But, you know, that's just my diatribe, Jerry. And how do I really feel? But what they're trying to do in this dam situation where they've shut off the spillway is how damaged is the spillway, the main spillway? I can tell you right now the damage is extensive. And they've tried to lighten up, say, oh, we've looked at it, and it's actually created a pooling effect at the base of where the damage is, and there's no more further damage. That's a bunch of BS. And you got to listen, ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that the water going down the spillway, especially if they have to open up the spillways again to exceed the flow by which they're designed, going up to 100,000 to 150,000 CSF, you know, this is their problem. If they have to open it up, they're going to damage the spillway even more and more quickly. And that spillway is creeping. They might not like it, but it's creeping up towards the main spillway. In other words, the main part of the spillway where the water comes out of the chutes. Hello, if it does that and continues to carve a crevasse where the spillway is supposed to be, you're going to have real damage to the dam. You might have to shut down those spillways. And guess what? Where's the water going to go then? Over the emergency spillway, which is already damaged. It's damaged goods. And they knew it the night, this is on February 11th and 12th and 13th, they knew they had a damaged spillway there, in that emergency spillway. And that's why they had to shut it down. They had to open up the flows. Calculated decision. Oh, the calculated decision. You morons. It wasn't calculated. Just someone who's desperate to do it, and you just, oh, we better do that. No one knows who's flying the 747. Excuse me. It's almost like airplane. Leslie Nielsen's flying it. So you have this situation at the dam now where your main spillway is down. By the way, we haven't even talked about the Hyatt Power Plant, which we brought up last week. It's damaged. It's clogged up. They had to bring in a barge to try and free up the outtake portals. Because why? There's too much debris. They can't drain. They cannot use the power plant, which means the power plant's offline, which means they don't have ways to control their primary and secondary ways to control the valves that control the spillway. They're now on their third redundancy, which is generators they've had to bring in. That's how desperate it is. So what's going to happen here? Is the water at 840? Maybe. But what about the 9 dams upstream that are so topped off right now? That's the problem. Plus, we have warm storms coming in. Chris Street was right about this. Will it cause melt in the Feather River? Will that melt from the snow accumulate in large masses in the lake? The predictions are yes and heck yes. Now, the damage to the dam is there. It's going to take a lot of fixing during dry time to fix it. It's not going to happen this season. We're still young into the rain season. Hello, the runoff season hasn't even started. This is, as Chris Street says, pregame. So if people think that we're out of the woods on this dam and we're all patting ourselves on the back up there at the Department of Water Resources, and Jerry Brown said, "Oh, see, we had a problem, we just fixed it," they're lying to you. And again, once again, the lying continues from Jerry Brown. And the hiding. I mean, when's his next visit going to be to the dam, and what's he going to take questions from the media? Remember last week, he showed up in secret. It was a secret meeting. It was secret. And in fact, a reporter who showed up and didn't get the memo about no more press conferences, which was all planned, they canceled them on Tuesday. And guess what? On Wednesday, Jerry Brown shows up. Then on Friday, Kamala Harris shows up. No advance notice on that one, of course. It's all a secret. They're keeping the secret of how our lives are going to be handled in Jerry Brown's office. Stay with us.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151. 4151.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about the dam spillway, and I alluded in the last segment to an article that was in the Sacramento Bee yesterday, and I have the article right here, and the article is entitled, Can Oroville Dam's Badly Damaged Spillway Hold Up Through the Rainy Season? Now, of course, we've been putting this out there for weeks now, right? Isn't it nice they finally must have gotten approval from Jerry Brown's office to publish this article at the Sac Bee? A major concern. But this is it. What's really interesting and what really caught my eye in the article, and it's by Ryan Sabalo, Dale Kassler, and Peter Hetch. Now, you see, with me, you just get the whole story. One guy. Zach B. has got a triple team this whole thing. Fact check one another. Anyway, this is one of the statement, one of the paragraphs that got me yesterday. And I think it's salient here because this is where my point has been going all along. The Department of Water Resources, which operates the dam, has had little choice. The state agency had to force water down the damaged spillway to avert a potentially catastrophic, quote, wall of water. See, they knew that. They didn't tell you, did they? I told you. I had to tell you. They didn't tell you this at all. They're saying, quote, wall of water. I wonder where they got that quote from. Maybe Agenda 21 Radio. From pouring out of Lake Oroville when the reservoir filled to the brim February 12th. Hello? And the dam operators watched in horror as the hillside below the never-before-used emergency spillway started to wash away. That sparked the frantic two-day evacuation of the 188,000 downstream residents. They should have done this a week before. And they knew. They knew what was going on. I had a sense for it on the 11th. They knew what was going on then. They could have called it then. They were hiding something because they knew they had piping at that time underneath the emergency spillway causeway. They knew it. They knew, or the dam wall of weir, I think they call it, they refer to it. They knew they had it. They were trying to shore it up as I was there watching. They knew. Why didn't they call it then? It was a matter of time before that was going to be trenched in underneath and that whole thing gave away, causing this disaster. But they didn't. They waited till the last minute and caused a panic, ladies and gentlemen. And where was Jerry Brown hiding under his desk with the rest of the cockroaches? That's where Jerry Brown was. He comes out meekly on the 12th. Well, I guess we better do something. His car goes racing up Highway 99. He wasn't in it, of course. First time we saw light on that. One of my listeners calls and says, hey, Paul, we just saw the governor's Office of Emergency Service truck with red lights going on, racing up Highway 99, apparently on the way to Oroville. First time he woke up in this whole disaster. The thing started on the 6th. Where's he been? Where was he? Then he shows up in a secret meeting with people at the dam on Wednesday. Totally staged. Nice, he shows up for a secret. Oh, by the way, the people at the Water Resources made the reporter, the only reporter that was there who didn't get the memo that there was no more press conferences because why? They canceled them on Tuesday conveniently so Jerry Brown could show up on Wednesday. The only reporter that was there was told, you don't see Jerry Brown here. Well, she's looking right at him. And then he escorts her out, throws her out of the room on Wednesday. What are we hiding? And where has the national media been on this? Malfeasance is what we're hiding. It says, in the week since, the state has continued to blast water onto the battered main spillway, albeit in reduced volumes to reduce water levels in the immense reservoir that sits behind it. Anyway, it goes on and on and on. I wanted to play for you, though, something I think is a breath of fresh air. And that is from Assemblyman James Gallagher, who was the first on the dam. He was up there the day I was there, on the 11th. And he made YouTubes and Facebooks and was reporting, sort of like a reporter, to his constituency. Where was Jerry Brown? Hiding with the cockroaches. This is Gallagher.
180,000 people, including my own family, were forced to leave our homes in a moment's notice last Sunday night, as many of you know. And I thank you for all the calls I've gotten and concern from all of the members in this house. It was a true testing of our region, its resources, and its people. And I was so proud to see how we responded to this crisis. Volunteers and donations poured in from all over the region. High schools and their staffs opened their doors. Christian churches and Sikh temples brought people into their sanctuary. Our sheriffs and law enforcement acted quickly and effectively. People stood in the gap while we waited for cots and other supplies to come in from Red Cross and other responders. We have a lot of questions that we intend to get answered. There are many concerns that we have with regard to how Oroville Dam was operated and maintained. And just as we are determined to get through this crisis, we are determined to get to the bottom of this issue. And we will surely help lead that effort after we have brought our people safely through these storms. Even though I understand the temptation, I ask that people not prejudge or make pronouncements regarding the causes of this disaster. I simply ask that this body ensure a full and thorough review of Oroville Dam, its maintenance and operations, a review that will ultimately lead to focused solutions that will ensure the long-term viability of this important project and the safety of communities downstream. And I have talked with my colleague from Coachella, chairman of the Water Committee, and I know he is very much focused on this issue as well, and we're going to be working together on that very point. I know many of you share my concern that we need to invest in both existing and additional infrastructure in this state, not just water infrastructure, but roads and bridges as well. Oroville Dam is perhaps the exclamation on that point. The fact that we have seen a monumental amount of water following 5 years of drought is not unusual to California. And as I know many of you know, this is the monumental water is not just in my region, but throughout the state of California. And many of our colleagues are dealing with threats of flooding and levee.
We're going to come back to Jim Gallagher and his assessment. We only have about 30 seconds left after the break, so stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 866-945-4151. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 866-945-4151. That's 866-945-4151.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is your day. This is your celebration. And this, the United States of America, is your country.
We're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Make sure you visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And by the way, we have a full clip up there of James Gallagher and his address to the California Assembly. I do have to make a few comments at close here that I'm really proud of Gallagher. He stepped up. Unlike other Republicans in the Assembly and the lack of Republican transparency. There's just no Republicans in California anymore. It's totally an inept party, unfortunately. And a lot of great conservative people, but the deliberate design, if you will, of the destruction of the Republican Party is pretty much complete. And that's part of the problem. But you do have somebody as a strong leader like James Gallagher, very pointed, very rational in his approach to many of the issues. He's the only Republican in the Senate or the Assembly in California, in my opinion, who's worth his weight in gold. And that's a pretty difficult thing to be in the breach, if you will, constantly with all these Democrats that are kind of nipping at your buds anyway. So the complete tape is up there. We'll try and get to it in the next hour for the whole thing because it's quite telling, quite compelling. And anyway, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And please feel free to email me, paul@a21r.com. And yes, I've been getting your Facebooks and email comments, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. And I'll try to make some comment on that. And the question is the crisis diverted for the moment at the dam? And the answer is no and heck no. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.